Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Arab American National Museum in Dearborn is the first and only museum in this country devoted to Arab American history and culture, and it recently named a new director. Dr. Diana Abouali was born in Toronto to Palestinian parents. She earned her PhD in history and Middle Eastern studies from Harvard. She taught at Dartmouth and then worked in the museum and heritage sectors in Palestine and in Jordan. I sat down with Abouali during our Dearborn show back in May, and I started by asking her, what was it about this museum that made her decide to accept the job of its director?
The opportunity to work at a museum like this that has such national prominence, the ability to share the stories of Arab Americans. Like you said, my background is as an academic. I study Middle Eastern history, and it's been basically my life's work to study and to share and educate and teach others about the richness of the Middle East, its history, its culture. And so this was, I think, an opportunity for me to come and to continue to share that knowledge that I have, but also to learn more and to think of, you know, ways in which I can share that knowledge and learn more about the Arab American, you know, experience and culture as well. So it's really an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Now, I'm interested, you have been certainly the Middle East and Ivy League colleges. Had you been to Dearborn in depth before you accepted this job or began interviewing for this job?
I came to Dearborn once in the 1990s.
Okay.
So my family, as you said, I was born in Toronto, Canada, but I left when I was seven. We moved to Kuwait, which is where actually my parents met. They were working there, got married, and immigrated from. So during the Gulf War in 1990, we were there, and during the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. So we were all actually evacuated from Kuwait. And my parents relocated to London, Ontario, which is where I still have uncles who live there. They're my father's brothers that he had sponsored in the 70s to come over. So I remember once on one of my visits there, I was in college, and we came to Dearborn and ate kenafa at one of the spots. So that's all I remember. But I remember being fascinated by the signs in Arabic, the stores, the Arabic community. And I have to say, it wasn't the first time I was sort of introduced or exposed to the Arab community in America. Actually, the first time was in a classroom in Kuwait, when we learned about and studied what we call the poets in exile, of whom is Khalil Gibran, Ilya Abu Mahdi. So just to tell you about the sort of the reach of Arab Americans. But that little trip in the early 90s was my first exposure here.
What role do cultural institutions like museums play in creating understanding across different cultures, especially at a time when we at a nation aren't doing so well with that?
Look, museums are, you know, one of the most trusted institutions around. They have an educational role. And I think what they do best is really show that the human experience is a shared one and that we are, you know, really one family. And I think in this sort of climate of, you know, Islamophobia, xenophobia, museums like the Arab American National Museum and other museums that tell the story of immigration to America are really important. I think we have an educational mission, not just to inform people about Arab Americans and other immigrant communities and how the Arab American story is the story of America, but we also are sort of counteracting these misconceptions and showing that, you know, there's an alternative and we have a story to tell, the story that's based on, you know, the voices, the experiences of Arab Americans.
You're just a month into the job, but I have no doubt you have thought deeply about this position, this museum, and what you can do as its director. So how do you see yourself taking this museum in new directions, but also keeping what's been working over the past 13 years?
So this is a museum, from my understanding of it, from my learning about it, from knowing about it. It's really a place where we strive for excellence in all that we do. And I think, you know, the fact that we're a Smithsonian affiliate, that we're accredited by the American Alliance of Museums, our programming has won awards. So I'm really proud of this museum, and I hope to continue on that path. What I'd like to do is sort of broaden our outreach more and make the museum more accessible. By that I mean, for instance, bringing in communities that may not feel that their stories are reflected in the stories that we tell at the Arab American Museum. So in the 15 years since we've been open, you know, the face of Arab America has changed. Immigration, you know, is a constant thing, and so the demographics have changed. And we want to represent the communities that may have not been as prominent in 2005 when we opened. We also want to make it accessible a place to anybody who wants to come to museum, accessible to people who maybe, for whatever reason, may not have been able to visit museums. So we want to make sure that we are as inclusive as we can be.
And how do you do that?
One of the ways we can do it is to really bolster our digital presence. That's a priority for me. You know, I really want to take, for instance, our website and make it, maybe not cutting edge, but really able to be a platform where we can share the exhibitions we do, the programming we do, because that's really the way in which to reach audiences beyond Dearborn and the Metro Detroit. We are definitely a community-based organization, and we serve our community here, the Arab American and the non-Arab American. Everyone is welcome here. But we have an Arab American national community that I really would like to reach out and include them more in what we do and really make this institution an anchor for Arab Americans. It's a place where we document and preserve and talk about Arab American contributions, and we're a place that produces knowledge about Arab Americans. We have an amazing archive here, and it's a place where researchers can come and anyone can come and learn about Arab American history.
Well, thank you again for your hospitality.
Thank you so
and
much.
The best of luck as you kind of take your arms and wrap it around this new position that you have as the director of the Arab American National Museum. Dr. Diana Abou-Willi, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.